you know, yeah. they're just sort of being psyoped or, you know, I don't know. I think even Bledsoe thinks that, you know, maybe he was being messed with initially when yeah. he sort of entered his life. And even when he was, I think he was giving him a tour of like Kennedy Space Center.
He said, when you walk through the security,
yeah.
when you walk past the security tower, he goes, just play a song in your head.
Yeah. Don't, so they can't access your thoughts.
So they can't access your thoughts.
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And I asked him like, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, who's in there?
Yeah.
And he was very, he didn't know. He's like, mind readers. I don't know. I don't know if they're aliens or humans, but they read your minds.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
yeah.
he also said some shit that I'm like, I don't even know if I want to say on camera, but he like.
Say it, Danny.
He told me some stuff. Okay. Essentially, I'll dumb it down. Okay. So it's not too technical, but he basically told me that this fella showed him a real life Men in Black neuralizer.
No way.
That wipes your memory.
No way.
This is what he told me.
How can you know and if he, it's a neuralizer?
We actually cut the segment out of the podcast because I was like, there's no way I'm putting this on the podcast. It was like a 10-minute chunk of that Bledsoe podcast where he explains
yeah.
everything about it, how it works, where they got it from.
No way.
Yeah, bro.
Why didn't they neuralize him after they described the whole neuralizer? That would seem like.
You would think they would want to do that, right?
Yeah.
But like that is like essentially is like, one of the explanations for the missing time stuff, and he had another story about like missing time where they were like walking through a forest.
Yep.
I don't know if you're familiar with that one, but like they were walking, him and Tim were walking through a forest with somebody like looking for something. And then all of a sudden that like they started over.
Whoa.
Like they almost like started back to where they were an hour ago with in an instant, like
Whoa.
Almost it was like a loop, like they looped through time or something.
It's fascinating.
Weird.
I don't know. Well, I just, you know. We were talking earlier about, I did a piece on this guy, Thomas Townsend Brown,
yeah.
who I think is just a fascinating character.
One of the best documentaries I've ever seen.
Thank you, man.
It was incredible.
Appreciate that. Yeah, well, he's amazing. He's, I think, like a forgotten hero in American history. I think he made all sorts of breakthroughs in the world of gravity. But in general relativity, gravity and time are related. So the kind of subplot of his whole biography, it's a great biography called The